الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected Ulama-i-Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan, almost in the blink of an eyelid, passed us by. Clear indication to us of the transient nature of the life of this world, where the poet encapsulates this and he says, "Ad-dunya kulluha." شهر صيام المتقين وعيد فطرهم يوم لقاء ربهم فصم يومك الأدنى لعلك في غد تفوز بعيد الفطر والناس سوموا He says this whole life in this world is like one month of Ramadan. Underlying caution and underlying message behind this expression is this reminder to each and every one of us not to become what we call seasonal worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This general atmosphere where we observe that we tend to push ourselves for limited periods of time and then there is a general sense of apathy where we take our foot off the accelerator and then the next some big night comes or some occasion comes then we drive ourselves again. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by one person and we find in the riwayat this expression innaka tabni wa tahdim innaka tabni wa tahdim I observe that you build and then you break it down you build and then you break it down The Sahabi immediately understood the admonition behind what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying. So he said, So fa'abni wala ahdim. He said, Ya Rasulullah, soon I will build and I will stop breaking down. More simple example they give, they say, a person went to a well, put the bucket inside and started pulling. And as the bucket reaches about 1 meter from the top, he says, You know what, I'm tired, I need to relax, my shoulders are paining. So he leaves it, sits on one side. Then when he gets a little bit of strength, he starts pulling again. 1 meter from the top, he stops again. Such a person, it is said, Qiyamah will come, he won't get one bucket of water also. Matloob, the point, my respected brothers, matloob and desired in our Shariat. Allah gave us Ramadan. What was falsafa? What was the philosophy of Ramadan encapsulated in this expression in the Quran? كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah gave us Ramadan, opened Jannat, locked up Jahannam, locked up the Shayateen. Allah's Arsh, according to certain riwayat, comes down to the first heaven. Allah's Malaika started calling out, يَا بَاغِ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ Those who desire goodness, go ahead. Those who are involved in evil, recede. So many systems Allah Ta'ala put into place. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ The philosophy become muttaqi. Then we find two verses later where Allah Ta'ala is describing Ramadan. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ After Ramadan, what is the philosophy? Make the shukr of Allah for the ni'mat of Ramadan. What does this actually mean? Make the shukr of Allah, the goodness which Allah gave you in Ramadan has to carry on after Ramadan. If you are not able to maintain that level of perseverance, then it doesn't mean you go into a state of apathy. Look at our masajid. Look at this morning's fajr. Take an estimate. 30%, 40%, 50%, 60% of our musallis that were there in Ramadan, where are they now? Are they gone to Mercury? Are they gone to Mars? Is no more Ramadan? The same dictates and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not there? This, my respected brothers, the term in Shariat, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Make Allah shukr is a very, very broad term. Unfortunately, many of us confine this concept of shukr to dunya only. You go and gush to somebody's shop or somebody's business. Bhai, how are things going? Allah's lakh lakh shukr. Allah's lakh lakh shukr. What does it mean? My business is doing very well. Like dunya and aspects of dunya is Allah's ni'mat. Understand, tawfiq to fast, tawfiq of taraweeh, tawfiq of tahajjud in Ramadan, tawfiq of dua at the time of sehri and iftar, increased recitation in Quran, these are also Allah's ni'mat. And once Ramadan passes, if we lose these ni'mat, like financial loss, we feel the pain, we should be feeling this pain also. The friends of Allah, as they would depart Ramadan, they would be crying. Allah gave you and I a system to preserve His ni'mat and bounty. And I am repeating, my respected brothers, dunya only is not just ni'mat. Dunya is the lesser ni'mat. Tawfiq of a'mal. Tawfiq to turn to Allah. Those hot, hot tears that were shed in the night in tahajjud. The immersing and drowning yourself in the Quran in the month of Ramadan. This ni'mat, this bounty, where is the shukr for it? Allama Ghazali rahimahullah, in his Ihya ul-Ulumuddin, he mentions, قَالَ بَعْضُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ مَنْ أُعْطِيَ أَرْبَعًا لَمْ يُعْمْنَ أَرْبَعًا He said, the one who has four things, the one who has four things in his life, will be saved from losing four things. First thing, مَنْ أُعْطِيَ شُكْرًا لَمْ يُمْنَ الْمَزِيدِ Make shukr to Allah. Be grateful to Allah. The sad reality, there is no shortage in Allah's treasures. The problem is you and I. There is shortage in our shukr to Allah. In our showing gratitude to Allah. He said, the one who will make shukr will never ever be deprived of the ni'mat of Allah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ Allah announced, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ This lam and noon mushaddad, when it comes together in one sentence, it carries the meaning of qasam and oath. Allah says, keep making my shukr. I take a qasam and an oath. I will continue sending my ni'mat upon you. Allah will preserve. Lam yumna il mazid. Allah's shukr, Allah's ni'mat will never be taken away. As long as we will make shukr for Allah's ni'mat. Just to complete that saying of Allama Ghazali, rahimahullah. Man u'tiyat tawba, lam yumna il qabool. The one who is given the gift of tawbah, will never be deprived of the acceptance of his tawbah. The one who is given the gift of istikhara, making istikhara, he will never be deprived of goodness. And the one who is given the gift of mashwara will never be deprived of guidance towards khair, guidance towards what is correct. Coming back to what we were saying, this concept of seasonal worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers, this is the height of ingratitude to Allah. Ramadan, the falsafa, la'allakum tattaqoon, adopt taqwa. The falsafa and philosophy for after Ramadan, Quran tells us, la'allakum tashkuroon, make the shukr of Allah. In other words, persevere upon the ni'mats and bounties, the tawfiq which Allah gave you in Ramadan. Occasion of Jumu'ah, time is very, very limited. One aspect I wanted to discuss in detail, the verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning. This is Allah's system in this world. Allah has given us certain a'mal. Allah has given us certain asbab and means in this world. Whatever happens, happens on the command of Allah. There is no guarantee in utilizing the means. If Allah wants to put effect, He will. If Allah wants to take it away, He will take it away. But this is the system of dunya. When you and I are hungry, we eat. The food is not satisfying you. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. It is the order of Allah that is satisfying you. Otherwise, the same food you can choke can become the source of your mort and death. You are thirsty, you drink water. The water is not quenching your thirst. The amr of Allah is quenching your thirst. In the same way, when it comes to the spiritual realm, when it comes to a'mal, Allah promises us in the Quran, like you eat, Allah will satisfy you. Like you drink, Allah will quench your thirst. Adopt certain a'mal, and the return, the consequence, the result, guaranteed by my Allah. One such amal, which unfortunately, like I said, like the poet said in the beginning, الدنيا كلها شهر صيام المتقين. This whole life in this world is 1 month of Ramadan. And when is the day of Eid? When is the day to open our fast? When is the day of so-called relative freedom? Eid al-Fitrihim yawma liqa'i rabbihim. The day of Eid al-Fitr is the day when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasum yawmaka al-adna. So for the short life, not only Ramadan, Ramadan and outside Ramadan, exert yourself. So tomorrow, when the rest of humanity will be thirsty and hungry, you will be feasting underneath the arsh of Allah. Coming back to what we were saying, my respected brothers, certain a'mal, Allah promises certain results. One such amal, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Literal translation. And the reason I am discussing this, my respected brothers, when it comes to the Quran, Allah forgive us, many of us are Ramadani Muslims. In Ramadan, little bit of Taraweeh takes place. In Ramadan, you walk into the masjid sometimes 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. MashaAllah, people are reading Quran. Some are in tahajjud. Some are opening the physical Quran. You will find that sense of peace and serenity. What happens after Ramadan? Why is it that our relationship with the Quran is not extending beyond Ramadan illa mashallah? Such a Quran Allah has given us. This is that kitab. This is Kalamullah. It is such an ocean to the mercy of Allah. Look at the Quran, it is ibadat. Think about the Quran, it is ibadat. Ponder on the Quran, it is ibadat. Make bayan about the Quran, it is ibadat. Recite the Quran, it is ibadat. Discuss the Quran, it is ibadat. This is Bahrullah Sahila Lahu. It's a limitless ocean. My Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am leaving you physically, but I am leaving behind two things, my ummah. If you will hold on to this, no one and nothing in this world will overpower you. You will never go astray. And what is the first thing he said? Kitabullah, the Quran. Mufassirin have mentioned in the Quran 67 places Allah mentions names of the Quran. 67 places. Example, Alladhina yastami'oon al-qawl. Allah gives the Quran the name al-qawl. Somewhere Noor, somewhere Shifa, somewhere Huda, somewhere Dhikr. 67 places Allah gives different names to the Quran. Kathratul Asma tadullu ala sharafil musamma. Kathratul Asma tadullu ala kathratis sifat. Mufassirin mentioned so many names. Why? Because of the sharafat, the dignity, the azmat of the Quran. The verse of the Quran which I recited, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ. May Allah says, when the Quran is read. This gathering also, we are talking about the Quran. Whenever our halqa of ta'lim, verses of the Quran, what are you and I required to do? What should our connection with the Quran be? Leave you and I, my respected brothers. Leave you and I. Look at the istiqbal that my Allah gives. Gather any day for the Quran. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah. Yatluna kitab Allah. Wa yatadarasunahu baynahum. Illa nazalat alayhimus sakina. Wa ghashiyathumur rahma. وَخَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَى. Whenever my ummah will gather to learn the Quran, teach the Quran, discuss the Quran, listen to the Quran, what happens? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Sakina from Allah descends. Allah's rahmat rains down upon you. Allah sends His nurani creation, the malaika. خَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The malaika gather around you. They cling to you. Istiqbal from my Allah. And Allah mentions you in front of His angels. Here malaika present. Allah is praising you in another majlis. That majlis of malaika, that is by Allah. What is drawing this? The Quran. Quran in the day. Quran in the night. Allahu Akbar. Quran at night. Quran at night. Allahu Akbar. Bukhari Sharif Hadith. Usayd bin Hudayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Late at night in Medina Munawwara. He is reciting Surah Baqarah. Horse is nearby. Son Salman is nearby. He notices every time I am reading Quran, the horse becomes agitated. Stop reading, the horse calms down. Read again, the horse becomes agitated. He became afraid. If I carry on reading, the horse may inadvertently hurt my son who was sleeping nearby. He says, I terminated my recitation. And then I looked. I saw a white cloud that had descended to the earth. It started rising up when I had stopped my recitation until it disappeared. He said, the next morning, at the time of Fajr, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, this is what I observed last night. I was reading Surah Baqarah. Allahu Akbar. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Iqra ya ibn Hudayr. Iqra ya ibn Hudayr. Iqra ya ibn Hudayr. In other words, you should have carried on reading. You should have carried on reading the kalam of my Allah. Why tilka al-malaika tanzil tastami'u li sawtik? That white cloud that you saw, that agitation of the horse, was because Allah's malaika in great numbers were descending. وَلَوْ قَرَأْتَ وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ. I take an oath on that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Hudayr, if you had carried on reading, what would have happened? The malaika, the kalam of my Allah draws them. They would have continued descending. لَأَصْبَحَتِ النَّاسِ يَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا تَتَوَارَى بَيْنَهُمْ. By the morning, by the time of Fajr, everyone in Medina would have seen the millions of malaika that would have come down because of the recitation of Quran. Just your and my listening to the Quran in the day, in the night, malaika descending. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Hibban mentions it in his Sahih. Bayhaqi mentions it in his Shu'abul Iman. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي اللَّيْلِ. Any one of you gets up for tahajjud to recite Quran. Any one of you gets up for tahajjud to recite Quran. فَلْيَسْتَقْ. My Nabi said, make special ihtimam of making miswak. Make miswak, clean your mouth. Why? Why? Allahu Akbar. فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ يَذَعُ فَمَهُ عَلَى فِيكَ. Because Allah's malaika, the Quran at tahajjud, the Quran at tahajjud, Allah's malaika place their lips upon your lips. In the day, haffathumul malaika. Haffathumul malaika. In millions, they throng. At the time of tahajjud, cry tears of blood, my respected brothers. Ramadan was here now. Why? How were we able to stand up in tahajjud? How was that beautiful Quran read in many, many masajids? Whole khatam one night. How was that Quran read and what has happened now? The malaika come and place their lips on your lips, this nurani makhluk. And then my Nabi said, whatever Quran you are reciting, such is the love and attraction of this Quran that from your lips it goes directly into the malaika. Such an avenue. This is that Quran, my respected brothers. The kuffar of Makkah, hearts that were full of zulmat and darkness. There are so many incidents, there's no time to go into detail. Jummah, obviously we've got constraints of time. But one incident, very, very famous, brief history of it. They feared the effect that listening to the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was having on the people. So Makkah is in a valley. There were 14 and some narrations say 16 roads around Makkah leading towards Makkah. Makkah was in the center surrounded by mountains. The Quraysh of Makkah, they appointed 2-3 people on each one of the roads. A jar of zamzam was kept there. And as the people were coming from outside, they used to come according to the pagan rites to make Hajj or Umrah, according to those traditions of those days. They would say to them, make Hajj, make Umrah, make Tawaf, whatever you want. But we are warning you, don't listen to the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Avoid him. He is a magician, na'uzu billah. He's going to make jadu on you, black magic on you, all sorts of warnings they would give because they were so afraid of the effect of the Quran. News reaches Makkah. Tufail bin Amr Dosi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, leader of the Dos tribe is coming. Now special mashura takes place, Abu Jahl and others. What's going to happen if he hears the Quran of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What's going to happen if he becomes the follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So they form a special delegation. They go outside Makkah. They meet Tufail. Tufail is wondering. He's an intelligent person. He's wondering. So many times I came to Makkah. This type of istitbal and deception never took place. They say to him, they put in proverbial terms, garland around his neck, istiqbal, welcome. Only thing, there's one small problem, Abu Jahl says. What is the problem? There is one Qurayshi youngster, he's from our family. He's from our people. He has come with the strange form of incantation. People that listen to it, they abandon the religion of their forefathers and they are led astray. They warn him and warn him and warn him and fill his ears. That eventually Tufail bin Amr Dosi becomes so afraid that he takes cotton wool and sticks it into both of his ears. So by chance also, he doesn't listen to the Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Himself he describes, I'm cutting the incident short. Late at night in Makkah Mukarrama, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلِ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. How many verses in the Quran? Allah commands Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah describes the night of my Nabi, how he would stand in tahajjud salah. رَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, reciting the Quran. He would say, "Inna shahwati fi qiyami al-layl." Allah has kept my special ecstasy in tahajjud. Tufail is observing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the haram of Makkah. Both ears are clogged. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reciting Quran. Tufail thinks to himself, "What's wrong with you? You are an intelligent man. You know the language of poets. You know the language of the black of the magicians." This handsome youngster, the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah bin Salam, the Jewish scholar, describes, he accepted Islam. He says the first khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to be delivered in Medina. Curiosity was at its height. The entire masses of Medina had gathered. He said, "I also gathered. When I saw, falamma ra'ahu, when my gaze fell upon the face of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which face? This is that face. What duha? Allah takes qasam on it. Irtajjan nas," Abdullah bin Salam says, the whole of Medina had gathered. When I looked at his face, mere dil ne yaqeen kar liya, anna wajahu laysa bi wajhi kadhab. My heart just entered just looking at him. Ulama say, the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a mu'ajiza. Just looking at my Nabi with sincerity, this conviction would enter the heart. Anna wajahu laysa bi wajhi kadhab. This is not the face of a liar, this is the face of a Nabi of Allah. Allama Suyuti mentions in his Qasais Kubra, the morning of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like a madman, one Jew was running around Medina. Was a child born last night? They said yes. Is his father alive? They said yes. I'm not talking about that child. Tell me if there was any child born whose father is not alive. They said yes, the grandson of Abdul Muttalib was born last night. He says, take me to him. The moment his gaze fell on the face of Rasul, newborn baby, face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَيْلٌ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ لَقَدْ خَرَجَتِ النُّبُوَّةُ مِنْهَا وَرُحْتُمْ بِآيَا مَعْشَرُ قُرَيْشِ وَاللَّهِ لَيَسْتُوَنَّ بِكُمْ سَطْوَةً يَذْهَرُ أَمْرُهَا فِي الشَّرْقِ وَالْغَرْبِ. Destruction to you, Bani Israel. Nubuwat has left you forever. And then he points to this child and he says, I take an oath, the nur of this child will light up the entire world. Tufail bin Amr Dosi looks at the nurani face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His heart tells him, this doesn't look like a magician. This doesn't look like some poet. You are an intelligent man. What is the harm? Listen to him. Removes the cotton wool. I'm cutting it short. Very, very shortly later, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. That makhluk of Allah, jinnat, in Uqaz, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reading Fajr Salah. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نفر من الجن يستمعون القرآن فلما حضروه قالوا أنصتوا فلما قضي ولوا إلى قومهم منذرين. One riwayat 7, one riwayat 9, jinnat are passing Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Quran in Fajr. Few words fall on their ears. They say to themselves, halummu ila maqsudikum, go and listen, what is he reading? They gather around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First requirement, here I am digressing. May Allah says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ, when the Quran is read, فَاسْتَمِعُوا فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Sima and istima, there's a very big difference. In Arabic, sima means to listen. Eating, you're listening. Talking, you're listening. Doing 10 things, you're listening. Allah does not say, when it comes to the talks of deen, when it comes to the gatherings of deen, when it comes to the majalis of Allah's zikr, when it comes to the Quran, my Allah says, istima, istima. Simple example, time constraints, unfortunately. I remember many years ago, our jamaat was in Nizamuddin, Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, after Maghrib, was having a small program for the foreigners. Arabs were there. Arabs, mashallah, their generosity, they like to make ikram, so the rutab was out, the kahwa was out, after Maghrib it is, they started passing it around. Maulana became absolutely silent, he stopped his talk. He was a very soft-natured person. Nevertheless, he waited for everybody to finish the kahwa and the rutab, and then he started his talk again. This time he explained himself. He said, my Allah's kalam, what does my Allah say? Fastami'u. Heart, mind and soul has to be present. This is Allah's kalam. Don't just listen. Listen with yaksui. Listen with attention. Listen from the depths of your heart. And then he went on to explain. He said, Allah has made this human being such that he is not able to fulfill the haqq of listening whilst he is eating and drinking. You are unable, when you can listen, the words will pass over your ears. Like today, mashallah, many of us equate the relaying of some bayan to coming to the masjid. We equate listening over some airwaves to the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I heard the talk. Someone is cooking, someone is sleeping, someone is talking, someone is laughing, someone is joking, someone is involved in 10 other activities. And the talk of deen is going on. The kalam of my Allah is being read. And then we want to know why the lives are not changing. Why the hidayat and tawfiq is not coming. Our deen is adab. Our deen is etiquette. My Allah says, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Don't just listen. Yaksui ke saath. Dil aur dimaag ke saath. Heart and mind. Your entire soul must be present. And second, ansitu, 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 become silent. Have respect for the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will happen? La'allakum turhamun. Allama Ibn Kasir rahimullah says, la'alla min Allah wajib. The word la'alla normally translates as perhaps, perhaps. But in relation to Allah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, definitely without a doubt, this is a sabab, a means to draw the rahmat and mercy of Allah. فَلَمَّا حَذَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْسِتُوا. Those jinnat, napak jinnat, they were jinnat, they were najis, they were napak, they were disbelievers. But the Quran of my Nabi, أَنْسِتُوا, they said, become silent, they listened. They listened attentively. What happened? فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. Few minutes later, first they were jinnat and shayateen. They listened to the Quran attentively. Within a short space of time, they were still jinnat, but now they were sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mundhireen, dais of deen. What happened? They listened to the Quran attentively. This is such an amal. I'm running out of time. One is malaikas listening. One is jinnat listening. Allahu Akbar, what greater example? The Habib of Allah, the one sallallahu alayhi wasallam upon whom the Quran was revealed. One day, he says to Abdullah bin Mas'ud, and who is Abdullah bin Mas'ud? وَالَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا غَيْرُهُ مَا نَزَلَتْ آيَةٌ مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ أَيْنَ نَزَلَتْ وَفِيمَا نَزَلَتْ. He said there is not a single verse in the Quran except I take qasam on Allah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, I take qasam on Allah. I know when the verse was revealed and in what circumstances it was revealed. وَلَوْ أَنِّي أَعْلَمْ أَحَدًا أَعْلَمُ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ مِنِّي لَرَكِبْتُ إِلَيْهِ. If I come to know anyone has more knowledge of the Quran than myself, I will make suffer and journey to go into the service of that person to learn the Quran. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, such a sahabi. One incident is mentioned, I'm going to go through it very quickly, time is very limited. Late one night, one side the qafla of Umar radiallahu anhu, other side the qafla of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Because it is dark, they don't know who it is. So Umar instructs somebody in his qafla, make a shout out to that group, I want to know who it is. Min ayn al-qawm? Where are you people from? Abdullah bin Mas'ud was in that qafla, he whispers to his sati, respond, say to him, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْدُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. What this verse means, Allah says, make suffer. In other words, we are musafir. He responds with the verse of the Quran. Umar instructs this person, now ask them another question. Aina dahibun? Where are you people going? Abdullah bin Mas'ud sends a response through his messenger. Walillahi ala nasi hajjul bayt. Again from the Quran. In other words, we are on the suffer of hajj. Then Umar, realizing this is not an ordinary group. Ayyu kitabi, ayyu ayatin. Fi kitabillahi azam. Instructs his person, ask the question, which is the most august verse in the Quran? From there the response comes, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, ayatul kursi. Ayyu ayatin fi kitabillahi ajma, which is the most comprehensive verse in the Quran? Response comes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. أي آية في كتاب الله أخوف, which is the most frightening verse in the Quran. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Then the question comes, أَيُّ آيَةٍ أَرْجَى فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, which is the verse of the Quran which gives the greatest hope of the mercy of Allah. Response comes, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah is very forgiving. Allah is very, very merciful. These questions, Umar says, now ask the question, Afikum ibn Mas'ud. Ask them if Abdullah bin Mas'ud is amongst them. Ask them if Abdullah bin Mas'ud, because otherwise no, they would not have been able to answer these questions. The response comes, yes, Abdullah bin Mas'ud is amongst us. Umar mentions the hadith, the prophecy of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Abdullah bin Mas'ud. Kunayfun muli'a ilma, kunayfun muli'a hikma. Definitely he is a container that is brimming with wisdom and knowledge from Allah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, this is that sahabi. He was a shepherd, he wasn't a wealthy person. He was a slave in Makkah. My Nabi says to him, Sahib Quran, Iqra alayya. Abdullah, recite Quran for me. Aqra'u alayka wa alayka unzil. I must recite, Quran was revealed to you. I must recite, Quran was revealed to you. What does my Nabi say? Inni uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri. Inni uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri. He said, oh Abdullah, I love to listen to the Quran from someone else also. Are we only going to listen to the Quran in Ramadan? Where is our connection with the Quran? Where is the love and attachment for Quran? Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, I started reading, reciting Surah Nisa. By the time I reached the 41st verse, فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا. What is going to happen on that day when we will bring a witness from every one of the nations of the past, and we will bring you Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a witness over every one of them. Hasbuk, hasbuk, Abdullah, stop, stop. He says, I stopped reciting, I looked up. فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَ. He says, like rain droplets, the tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ramadan, the sighting of the hilal of Eid does not mean al-wida with the Quran. Such a Quran this ummah was given. Allama Ibn Ashur in his At-Tahrir wa Tanzeel, he mentions, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. He says, very briefly I'm mentioning, if Allah says, if we reveal this Quran on a mountain, it would start shaking out of the fear of Allah and you would be crushed. He says, the cave of Hira was inside a mountain. Jibreel came with Quran. Why did that mountain not get crushed? He says, in fact, the meaning of this verse is Allah is complaining. What is the complaint? What does this verse actually mean according to Allama Ibn Ashur? That if we put a soul into a mountain like we have given you, insan, a soul, then that mountain, if it listened to the Quran, its entire being would have been struck and crushed by the weight of Allah's kalam. You and I, bayan upon bayan, recitation upon recitation, we are listening to the Quran the year round, yet the life is not changing, the effect is not coming. Why? Have our hearts become harder than a mountain? Allah says in the Quran, فَهِيَا أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً مِّنَ الْحِجَارَةِ. Sometimes the heart becomes harder than stone. What is the cure? What is the cure? How can this heart, listening, looking at the daughters of others, body jiving to haram music, those shaitan boxes that are filling the hearts of the ummah with zulmat and darkness, what is the cure? What is the cure? Quran tells us, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitabam mutashabiham mathani. Not going into the details of the verse, no time is there. What does my Allah say? What is the effect of Quran? Taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladina yakhshawna rabbahum. The hair of the body will stand. If the reality of Quran was there, thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. My Allah promises, listen to the Quran, immerse yourself in the Quran, attach yourself to the gatherings of the Quran, make the tabligh of the Quran, talk the Quran, walk the Quran, wake up in tahajjud, recite the Quran. What will happen? Allah says, we will soften this heart. The heart has no bones, it's just a piece of flesh. Allah warns us, it becomes harder than stone. But when it is soft, there is nothing that draws the rahmat and mercy of Allah like this heart that is nurani and soft. The road to that is the Quran. First condition, istima, listen attentively. Some speaker or some sound system is not fulfilling the haqq of istima. With adab and etiquette, listen to the Quran. Become silent. La'allakum turhamun. This will draw the mercy of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq.